Okay, let's review Pesachim Daf Kuf. In the previous daf, we learned two opinions about the authorship of our Mishnah, which said that it's usher to eat on Erev Pesach from Samuch L'Mincha and on. Rav Huna held it must be like Rabbi Yossi, who allows eating on a typical Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov until dark, so on Erev Pesach he would say you're not allowed to. And Rav Papa held that even Rabbi Yehuda, who doesn't allow eating on any Erev Shabbos or Erev Yom Tov, still might be the author of our Mishnah, and the reason he singles out Erev Pesach is because Erev Pesach, it's the Isra starts an extra half hour earlier. It's Samuch L'Mincha, it's not just Min Hamin. So we quoted a braisa that seems against Rav Papa and suggested that the braisa is not reliable. But then our Gemara points out that Rav Pinchas Breid Rav Ami accepted the authenticity of the braisa, conclusively proving that Rav Papa is incorrect. So frak the Gemara, great, Rav Papa is incorrect, but Rav Huna minicha? Does Rav Huna's approach work? Rav Huna's approach to our Mishnah may not be plausible, considering that we say halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda b'Erev HaPesach, which implies that Rabbi Yossi would disagree and permit eating all day, even on Erev Pesach, which is against Rav Huna. So the Gemara answers, lo. Halacha mechal de pligi b'hafsaka. When we say that the halacha follows Rabbi Yehuda, it only means to imply that Rabbi Yossi disagrees whether it's necessary to stop a meal that's already in progress when Pesach comes. But he'd agree that you're not allowed to begin eating after Samuch L'Mincha and Erev Pesach. That's not the machlokas. When we're paskening a halacha, we're paskening about a different halacha, not about beginning a meal, but about stopping a meal. So the Gemara quotes the Braisa about stopping a meal that's already in progress when nighttime arrives. Rabbi Yehuda holds mafsikin l'shabbosos. We stop the meal and bench as soon as Shabbos comes. Rabbi Yossi holds ein mafsikin. We don't interrupt the meal. Once, when Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shmuel, and Rabbi Yossi were eating together, and kiddush leim hayom, Shabbos arrived, Rabbi Yossi refused Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Yossi's suggestion to stop the meal out of respect for Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, because hagam lichbosh samalka yimi babayis. How can people who normally passing like Rabbi Yossi against Rabbi Yehuda now go against Rabbi Yossi's own opinion in front of him? Once Rabbi Yossi objected, Rabbi Shmuel agreed that they should not stop the meal. Shema yiru atalmidim yikvu alacha ledoros. We have to be worried that talmidim are going to get the mistaken impression that the alacha is like Rabbi Yehuda for future generations. So we should stick to our guns and paskin like Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yehuda Shmuel says we paskin neither like Rabbi Yossi to continue the meal without saying kiddush first, nor like Rabbi Yehuda to stop the meal and bench. Rather, pares mapu makadesh. We spread a cloth on the table and say kiddush and then continue the meal. Rabbi Rav Huna iklid bei Reish Kalusa. When Rabbi Rav Huna visited the Reish Kalusa, they brought a table with bread on it before he had made Kiddush. He was paris mapu mekadesh, even though he hadn't actually started the meal, he held that it was necessary to cover the table with a cloth and say Kiddush. The Gemara points out that ideally we wouldn't bring out the set table until after Kiddush. This story illustrates that if b'diyeved the table is brought out before Kiddush, we don't have to bring it back, but can cover it with a cloth instead. Tosus points out that since our tables nowadays are very big and aren't carried from room to room so easily, we're pares mapa on our chalat even l'chadchila. It's not only a b'diyevet situation. Tani chadash shavin shein maschilin v'tani idach shavin shemaschilin. The Gemara quotes two conflicting braisos. One that says that Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda all agree that we cannot begin a meal, which makes sense because it might be talking about Erev Pesach when everybody agrees. And another braiso that says that they both agree that we can begin a meal, which doesn't seem to make so much sense since Rabbi Yehuda always holds that it's also to begin a meal on every Erev Shabbos, Erev Yontif, Erev Pesach, everything. So lo kasha, kan kodem tisha, kan neachar tisha. The Gemara explains the braiso that says that even Rabbi Yehuda allows beginning a meal is talking about before 9 hours into the day, and the machlokas is only after 9 hours into the day. So the braiso that says that everyone agrees you could begin must be talking about beginning much, much earlier in the day.